What to watch for in a dog, cat, bunny, or other animal. Once we accept that not every good pet is a ministry animal, the next question becomes very practical. What should you actually watch for? How do you begin to recognize whether an animal may be suitable for ministry settings? The first thing to watch for is baseline temperament. Is the animal generally calm? Is it easily startled? Does it become overly excited around new people? Does it stay emotionally steady in unfamiliar situations? A ministry setting often includes unpredictable moments. Someone may speak loudly. A door may slam. A walker may roll by. A child may move suddenly. A resident may reach awkwardly. The animal does not need to ignore everything, but it does need to remain manageable and recover quickly. Second, watch for touch tolerance. Can the animal handle touch from unfamiliar people in a calm way? That does not mean everyone should touch the animal. Consent and supervision still matter. But if an animal cannot tolerate appropriate public touch, it is not well suited for pet-assisted chaplaincy. Some animals dislike head touching. Some pull away from uncertain hands. Some become possessive, stiff, or nervous when approached too directly. Those responses are important signals. Third, watch for sound tolerance and environmental steadiness. How does the animal respond to carts, doors, traffic sounds, medical equipment, crowded hallways, elevators, or public voices? A ministry animal must be able to function in more than one kind of setting. If every new sound causes distress, the animal may not be ready. Fourth, watch for handler focus. Does the animal stay responsive to you? Can it follow basic direction? Can it pause, wait, walk gently, stay near, and settle? In ministry, the chaplain must remain focused on people and spiritual care. If the animal constantly pulls, wanders, jumps, barks, hides, or needs nonstop management, the encounter can quickly lose order. Fifth, watch for emotional spillover. Some animals respond strongly to human distress. They may become agitated around crying, crowding, tension, or unusual body movement. Others remain calm and present. Since chaplaincy often takes place in emotionally layered moments, this is a very important area to assess. You should also watch for fatigue. A ministry animal may do well for 10 minutes and poorly after 40. It may do well in one visit and poorly by the third visit of the day. This is why suitability is not just about charm. Endurance matters. Recovery matters. Limits matter. Now let's talk briefly about different animals. Dogs are the most obvious example because many are trainable, social, and mobile in public settings. But even among dogs, suitability varies greatly by temperament, breed tendencies, training, age, energy level, and stability. Cats may work in some highly controlled environments, but they generally require much more careful setting selection, transport planning, and touch supervision. Bunnies and other small animals may sometimes support gentle interactions, especially in supervised contexts, but they can also be easily stressed, mishandled, or overwhelmed. Other animals may be considered in very limited or specialized settings, but the same question always applies. Does this animal remain calm, safe, and appropriate for the environment? The species matters. But the individual animal matters even more. You are not merely asking whether this kind of animal could ever be used in ministry. You are asking whether this animal, with its actual temperament and actual limits, can serve wisely. A final caution, do not confuse friendliness with ministry readiness. Some animals love everyone and still have poor boundaries. Some animals are affectionate but too excitable. Some animals are calm at first but tire quickly. Some animals behave well at home and poorly in public. The goal is not to find an impressive animal. The goal is to find a steady one. Pet-assisted chaplaincy begins by paying attention. Watch carefully. Assess honestly. And remember that good ministry starts with truth, not wishful thinking.